business like show business, watchman, zoots is the tie.
Jeder klopft sich aus den schlechten Zeiten. Ach, der Affair ist ein Invalid.
Nur ich will mein Professor nicht verbeißen. Ich schwer auch jetzt wie ihr, wenn Seymour Rexite.
And Miriam Cresson in Memories of the Theater, Past and Present.
Brought to you by Maxwell House Coffee, the coffee that's good to the last drop.
10 years since one of the most devoted and respected personalities in the Yiddish theater left us. His name, Zalman Silberzweig.
Never was his name in electric lights. His life's work was to turn the spotlight on others. No performer was ever too insignificant in his appraisal. Zalman Silberzweig crisscrossed continents to the remotest towns to find a Jewish performer, and entered him among his peers, never to be forgotten. His lexicon of the Yiddish theater is his passport to enter the Gan Eden of the greats among Jewish historians and chronologists.
Silberzweig's only wish was to write the 7th volume, and then he said, I can rest and leave the future generations of Yiddish performers to others.
62 of his 78 years he dedicated to everything that was theater. He wrote 40 books, all pertaining to theater and actors. At the tender age of 16, he was already writing and translating.
Silberzweig was born in a town near Lodz, Meiner Landsmann, that's in Poland, the 17th of September, 1894. His father was one of the founders of Mizrahi, one of the first devoted Zionist groups. Their home in Lodz became a meeting place for authors, artists, journalists, and Zalman, though still quite young, became one of the contributing writers on the Tageblatt.
And an amazing thing about Zalman, he had the opportunity to turn to the stage as a performer. Instead, he started writing for the stage, about the stage and its actors. And we once asked him, Zalman, how for the love of theater did you escape the bühne, the stage? And he answered, you know that Shakespeare said, the ganze Welt ist ein Theater. He didn't say that everybody must play the part of an actor. I choose to play the part of a writer and leave the acting to actors. How true.
Die ganze Welt ist ein Theater und die Menschen seien die Akteuren. In euch geht's, meine Rolle ist, Herr, ich take it, bravo, bis, und der Eulam sitzt und freut sich unerschier.
Die ganze Welt ist ein Theater, auf der Bühne spielen schon viele Juren. In ihr singen, tanzen, sind wie amul noch als ein Kind in Spieltheater. Heut ist mein Sof.
Die ganze Welt ist ein Theater und wir sind alle die Akteuren.
In dem Spiel der Volk zu machen, darf man machen, Menschen lachen, dann verdient man.
Rosh Hashanah's coming up soon, Miriam. I see you've got your menu planned.
I love cooking for the holidays.
And I see we're having Maxwell House coffee, too.
Maxwell House is always part of our Rosh Hashanah celebration. It's so rich and satisfying. Always good to the last drop.
And certified kosher.
Naturally.
But one thing puzzles me, Miriam. I also notice you have a guest list there, too.
So what's so strange?
Well, on the guest list, you put Maxwell House coffee, too.
I didn't realize. But wouldn't our company miss Maxwell House if it weren't invited?
Yes.
And don't we all love Maxwell House since way back?
Yes.
So I guess that makes Maxwell House like family. It belongs on both lists.
Friends, whether you include Maxwell House on your menu or guest list, make it part of your Rosh Hashanah celebration. It's certified kosher.
And always good to the last drop. The makers of Maxwell House wish you Shana Tova Tikaseva. In 1926, Zalman Silberzweig came to New York to continue his research among American Jewish performers. He visited the office of the Forwards, and the editor, Ab Kahn, at that time, offered him a place on his newspaper. And that established Zalman Silberzweig in this country, where he continued with his life's work. In 1941, the Yiddish Theater honored Zalman Silberzweig on his 30th year as chronologist. And Ab Kahn, in a congratulatory telegram, said,
"I've always found in you a talented newspaper man who excelled especially in the theater and its performers."
By then, Zalman had already published several volumes, and it was praised for his indefatigable work. And it won him a great deal of a reading public throughout the Yiddish world.
Zalman Silberzweig found me in Lodz when I was still a little wunderkind, when I sang and conducted a choir of 60 grown choir boys. And later, I was appearing in Paris at the Lancre Theater, and there we played the first benefit performance for the Lexicon. Silberzweig came on stage, leading me by the hand, and said in French, "Bonsoir, monsieur, madame."
And, of course, Silberzweig, having a sense of humor, laughed at his own French and ended his introduction in Yiddish. Ihr gebt euch das Wunderkind scheile Rechtzeit. And you sang.
Ah, that I did. You know, I was like a young racehorse. I heard the bugle and the bell, and I sang. At that time, it was already my favorite lullaby. In a day, Beis Amigdosh, in a winkel cheder, sitz die Almune Bastion allein. Ihr ben juchet lieder lewig sike seide, in singt ihm a liedere zim schlufen den. Ahai, lu, 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 lu. Go to sleep, my baby, go to sleep. As the stars above begin to peep, they're lighting the windows of heaven. Angels watch over you, and from the windows of heaven, Mother is watching you too. With someone you love.
And sometimes warm moments are just a little bit more special when you share them with a good hot cup of coffee.
But not just any coffee.
With Maxwell House coffee. It's the coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Miriam, remember the time when your cousin, whom you hadn't seen in almost 15 years, came to visit?
Remember, who can forget? Oh, there were plenty of happy tears.
And plenty of presents.
And plenty of Maxwell House coffee.
Maxwell House is the coffee perfect for those special moments. Its rich, satisfying flavor says, welcome home.
And it's certified kosher, too.
Such a time we had. It was wonderful seeing your cousin again. And she promised she wouldn't wait another 15 years to come back.
Providing, of course, we keep a nice, fresh pot of Maxwell House coffee.
When you have a moment that's special.
Or just want to make it special.
Join join us.
Enjoy a fresh hot cup of Maxwell House. It's the coffee that's always good to the last drop. Now, my first encounter with our dear friend Zalman Zilberzweig was, of all places, in Kovne. That's Lithuania. And I was rehearsing my first shulamis for the lexicon. And when the Jewish newspapers announced that Zalman Zilberzweig will be in the theater, well, the theater was sold out in advance. And, Simo, do you know who was my first ever shulam in Kovne? A young Yankiv Suzanov. He was handsome and had a very lovely voice. And you know who else was in the company? Max Perelman, that's right, Max Perelman, and his wife Galina. And she, too, had a very beautiful voice.
And you know, Miriam, since your first performance of Shalamis in Kovner for the lexicon, you have played it all over the world, hundreds of times.
Well, who's counting? Here I played it, let's say, with Irving Grossman, and I sang it with Richard Tucker at the Shavuos Festival, and with Moshe Oysher, and with Leon Gold, and with Stan Porter.
Yeah, I know, with many, many others, and with Leon Liebgold.
Right.
You know, I was plenty jealous when you jumped into the well, you know, in the scene where you kissed out Fallerein in the Brinne. You know, I wanted to throw Liebgold into the Brinne after you. All right, I'm kidding. As a matter of fact, I give you permission to sing with him again. The love duet from Shalamis.
Later, Seymour and I picked up where Zalman Zilberzweig left off. We did it our way, through the medium of radio. But it must be said, Zalman Zilberzweig had a wonderful devoted helper, his right hand, his wife, Celia Zilberzweig. Without Zalman and Celia Zilberzweig, our world of theater would be much, much poorer.
And now, thanks to Celia Zilberzweig's effort, the Yeshiva University in Jerusalem is giving out the seventh and last volume of Zalman Zilberzweig's life's effort and ambition.
We hope and pray that our theater-loving public will remember the unforgettable Zalman Zilberzweig as we do. Listen every Monday and Wednesday to Memories of the Theater, brought to you by Maxwell House Coffee, the coffee that's always good to the last drop.